Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and make sure you try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And I'll tell you, there are 100 million reasons why you should listen up. DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is celebrating the return of sports by giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. To claim your share of up to $100 million in instant giveaways, all you have to do is download the app and sign up using promo code KSN, then enter DraftKings' free football survivor pool. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use promo code KSN to claim your share of $100 million in instant giveaways, and put yourself in the running for the $1 million cash top prize. That's promo code KSN to get your share of $100 million in prizes only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante. He is Dustin Hawkinsmith. And once more, Dustin, we've got plenty to talk about, don't we?
Boy, you said it before we started, the gift that keeps on giving, only it's not really a gift, right? It's the torment that keeps on giving.
It really is. It's amazing. And later in the show, quarters two and three, I had the opportunity to talk with Diane Freiermuth, mother of Penn State tight end Pat, and we talked about some of the decisions that the Big Ten made beyond just deciding to cancel, but how they went about it, that whole process. And that's what we're talking about, the gift that keeps on giving. So we'll hear more from Diane Freiermuth on that topic. But let's get to some of the other things, Dustin. It seems like every day there's a new source coming out and talking about this decision that was made by the Big Ten. One of the more recent ones, and I don't think this is really a surprise, but the report is out there that every single one of the athletic directors among in the Big Ten wanted to play this fall. That's certainly no surprise, is it?
Yeah, I don't think it's a surprise. And, you know, this comes from Bill Moose from Nebraska. Their athletic director talked for a column for the Omaha World Herald. And this is one of the first real voices. You know, Sandy Barber talked about it, and Sandy Barber got skewered for saying what she said. And Desmond Howard even piled on her a little bit, but it does show, I think, you know, according to Bill Moose, there were two silos basically of information, and they weren't really communicating with each other. You know, I thought his comments about the Big Ten athletic directors being unanimous was interesting. You know, these are the people who are most invested in it. These are the people who are closest to the protocols, the success in a lot of cases of containment, and all that, closest to the football coaches and the programs. So it doesn't surprise me that they want to move forward. Maybe, you know, if you're looking at it from a cynical perspective, they're the ones with the most to lose when it comes to their budgets and things like that. But it doesn't surprise me that they were all on board. You know, I think it just pointed to just the flaws in the decision-making, which I know we've discussed before. And I know Diane Freiermuth is going to talk about that a little bit later too, but it just shows that there were heads that weren't communicating with each other. To have, you know, 14 for 14 be on board with it, and then whatever their informal vote yielded with presidents and chancellors, it just shows that there were gaps in between that should have been bridged.
How could you not have the athletic directors part of the decision? Now, I realize the presidents are the ones who have to make the final decision, but I thought the more surprising part of this was it didn't seem like the athletic directors were even part of that process. And the second part, it will lead into another report that came out, was the reference, and I hadn't thought about this before, but the comment that the thought was the Big Ten commissioner would essentially represent the athletic directors in that meeting, meaning if the ADs all want to play, that's what the commissioner would be pushing. But then we have another report that essentially said a lot of the presidents were on the fence, but it was the commissioner, Kevin Warren, who was pushing the presidents towards not playing in the fall. Are you buying into that theory?
Well, the idea for him to self-represent, that's what it sounds like, you know, just from one AD's perspective, self-represent the athletic directors and their interests without really knowing, it seems, what their interests were, and without really allowing even some of the, you know, outer statesmen of the athletic director community there speak directly. You know, I think just cowboying that voice and missing the point of it. You know, that's the thing that really stood out to me. And now, as far as it seems, Kevin Warren had an opinion in mind and was okay and eager to to vocalize that if there were people who weren't sure or weren't on board with that. You know, I know it's going to come up later too, but then he has a son at Mississippi State who looks like he'll be playing the season. So make of it what you will. I know I certainly have some thoughts about that, some opinions about that. It doesn't look good. I would say that
at the very least, it doesn't look good. So don't hold back, Dustin. What are your thoughts on the fact that it looks like his son's going to play and apparently or allegedly he was pushing for the Big Ten not to play?
You know, admittedly, I haven't really got the full scope of his explanation as far as addressing that. But you make one decision as a leader of an enterprise and you make a different decision as a leader of a family. Certainly he's got to know where all these parents are coming from, including the handful, you know, the couple dozen that were outside Big Ten headquarters just looking for answers. And I hope he respects the fact that that's what the push is for. The push is for information. You know, the decision, you know, I hate to use a tired phrase, it is what it is. You know, the choice has been made. They seem pretty clear that they're not going back on that. I think the issue that everybody has is, okay, how did you arrive at that decision? What was the information? What was the decision-making process? What happens next? What is my kid going to be eligible? What happens to my fifth year senior? There's all kinds of basic information that could be useful right now that everybody was in the dark for the first 7 days after the decision was made. We didn't hear anything. And I think that's what people have the biggest problem with, is there's just there's a lack of information. There's an lack of explanation. And for him, you know, I think just having to explain why it's okay to make a sweeping decision for one group and make a different decision for your own family. I get that they're separate, but I think a lot of explanation is still left, because even the letter that he wrote, that just a long letter, I don't think really covered all the bases.
I didn't think it really covered any of the bases. It was pretty much just, it was a letter with the normal platitudes. Gee, I understand where the parents are coming from. No, you don't. Because if you did, and I don't even have an issue with his son playing in the Southeast Conference. If he came out and said, my personal opinion is our student athletes should not be playing. As commissioner of the Big Ten, that is what I recommended to our league presidents. Candidly, that's what I even recommended to my son. But my son's an adult. He has to make that decision on his own. I can't tell him not to. If it were up to me, he wouldn't play. At least there would be candor there. But if he's in approval and encouraging of his son to play, while he's telling his conference not to play, how else do you describe it except hypocritical, Dustin?
That's the way it looks. That's the way it sounds. That's basically suggesting that you know, he is actually in the position of power for the Big Ten, so he's able to do that. When it's your own kid, you're supporting their dreams. You're supporting their decisions. They're adults. I do understand the difference, and it should put him in a position where he should be compassionate about the other parents who just want him to explain more. You know, and for me, you know, my thought, I just kind of keep going to this place where we're talking about a rookie here. We're talking about somebody who hasn't really been the public face of anything before. He's been in high administration roles, obviously, before. But my thinking just keeps going the next decision. I hope you're learning the process, and I hope you're learning from this ongoing mistake, because I don't think it's completely resolved yet as far as communicating what's going on and being forthcoming and being transparent about the process. I hope the next one, if that's the play in the winter, great. I hope the next one, he you know, communicates too much about where the Big Ten's coming from and why.
Well, Dustin, you know, we're laying a lot of this on the commissioner, I think rightfully so, but I want to turn, how about the presidents? Do they not owe their constituency an answer? We still don't know how each one of the presidents voted or sort of voted. Which way did Eric Barron go? Doesn't he owe the Penn State fans and his athletic department and his players that answer?
They all seem very comfortable with the, and it's part of the job as Big Ten commissioner is to fall on some swords, but they all seem remarkably comfortable with letting Kevin Warren fall on every single sword without sharing much about their own personal beliefs. They're not getting caught up in it. They are really letting him out there to absorb all of this on his own. And as much as that's part of the job, I do feel like their voices would help in this conversation. I don't know where or why they're hesitant about it. I understand that they could take some criticism for it, but they have a lot of constituents. You know, there's a lot of livelihood based on this. The town of State College was had a lot of skin in the game in this. I think they would love to hear from the leader of the university that maybe voted against playing and maybe voted against, you know, the seasonal business that makes that town run. I would think that they would really love to hear some kind of explanation from him too, just from a local point of view.
And it's him and every other president who voted or sort of voted or was part of the consensus. You know, you're the leader of the Penn State community. Come out and say, this is where I voted. This is how I voted. This is why I voted that way. It couldn't be worse than the way it is now. So, all right, that's it for quarter number one. In quarter number two and quarter number three, we are going to hear from Pat Fryermuth's mother, Diane Fryermuth.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings is giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all of their customers, including one lucky winner who will take home a $1 million cash prize. To claim your share, all you have to do is download the app and sign up using code KSN, then enter DraftKings Free Football Survivor Pool. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.